Is it attached to a hubcap?
Not this one. Hmm. Surprisingly.
Well, I'll run off with it then.
He's got it. He's got it.
Are you guys?
What?
We're live.
Hello, I'm Eddie Pepitone, and you're listening to NewDissonantRadio.com. Believe me, it sounds better than it is.
This is Tommy James, and you're listening to Ardent Atheist, the number one podcast for free thinkers and Hollywood douchebags.
Hello and welcome to Ardent Atheist, where reason reigns supreme, not frogs and fish. Today's episode brought to you by billions of years of evolution. Sitting next to me is my co-host and producer, Heather Henderson.
Hi, everybody.
You know Heather from the Facebooks, on the intertubes, and from her ferocious vocals at Monday Night Tees at three clubs in Hollywood, and tonight, after the show, at Susanna Lee's Lucky Deluxe's birthday show, Giggle and Grind, at the Improv Comedy Lab. You can find links to our guests' website, join our Twitter and Facebook feed, subscribe to our premium 90-minute full-length episodes, and our email at ardentatheist.com.
If you'd like to take part in a live chat moderated by the author of the well-known blog Hit and Miss, Joe Swam, go to the Ardent Atheist, go to ardentatheist.com/live and chat us up.
You had trouble with that.
Yeah.
And please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcast for free, and write a review. Help us get in the top 10, or go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe to our premium
content
for a measly $10 per year.
All new subscribers get a hand job from Emery.
What about the girls?
They get a clam job.
Sweet, I'm in. Rule number one.
Guests may plug anything they want because we are not hypocrites. Go subscribe.
And rule number two, if your listener has ever been offended by anything, get a sledgehammer and destroy your computer now. The show has no restrictions on language or content and certainly has nothing for you, you fag-hating, magic-underwearing, right-wing ideologue. In the studio tonight, we have Brian Thompson, Tommy James, and Michael Orenstein. You know these fags from showbiz. Hey, guys.
Hi.
Hey.
Hi.
What's the matter, Tom?
You have a very fancy shirt on. I've never seen you dressed so nice, and it's just a black T-shirt, which it's a pretty big step up for you.
You're a dick.
Simple black T-shirt, and you
is this because I called
fabulous.
You a fag in the intro? Well, thank you very much.
Usually you have
I thought you were being sarcastic.
A really shitty, ripped-up T-shirt that has an offensive slogan on it. You're just
made by whom?
That.
Made by you.
Some of them were by me.
That's right. You had a T-shirt company that went kaput.
By the way, do we all have to speak with that highly affected voice that you just did during the opening? Like, hey, everybody, I'm here on the Godcast. I mean, podcast.
I will edit this out. I will edit all of you out.
Is this a Godcast? Is that what it
is? Godcast is funny. No, it's not.
Has anyone said that before?
This is an anti-Godcast.
I was thinking about that. Like, this is a Godcast.
Why would you call it a Godcast? That makes no sense.
Brian will go with somebody.
Yeah.
Hey, Mike.
God, yeah.
What's the matter?
Nothing.
You want to get in the conversation?
Every time I do this show, there's one person.
Oh, it's not
that just goes
me.
Bonkers.
Yeah, it's not him.
It's
and
not
I just
me.
I sit back.
Yeah,
I sit back.
Mike, like I promise you, it's not me.
Yeah, you shot your watch.
Swear to God, it's
because
I
don't know what's
God.
On the hair on my
it's
arm.
Not me.
All right.
I'm amazed how many people come in here, sit down on these chairs, and they're just obsessed with the whole God thing, like Tommy is.
Yeah,
I've never had Tommy on the show. He's one of my best friends in the world.
No, this is my second time, douche.
What? I didn't know you did. Oh yeah, we have recordings.
That
from
was
you.
Just me.
You
I just did a recording
him.
From him.
How
I thought
did he not?
When did he fuck
Brian,
us off, though?
Seriously.
I thought he was scheduled to do the show.
I don't know. There's like there's
Michael,
either
I'm
sexual
kill you.
Tension or some sort of slow gas leak.
Yeah, there is.
Is that what that is?
I don't know what it is.
Brian, thanks for being here.
Oh, thanks.
I was on your show twice.
You were on my show twice.
Yeah.
Both times in Las Vegas.
Called Quit It?
Yeah, called Quit It. Well, you were on two shows. I have a lot of shows. You were on Quit It and you were on the Death Panel.
I was on your Death Panel show. Okay,
mm-hmm.
cool.
Which
cool.
for this month only is being renamed The Legitimate Rapists.
Nice.
What?
Todd? What's his name? Todd Aiken?
Topical.
Nice kicking us off there. That's nice. We all
is
know about what
to
Todd Aiken said. I don't know if... No, it's not spelled the same, is it? Yeah, Aiken, no. Clay Aiken is A-I-K-E-N.
I can say that out of the hundreds of women I have forcibly raped, and it was real rape, not one has become pregnant, so he might be right.
Listen, do you
It was
have,
genuine rape.
Do you know where a guy like Todd Aiken gets a statement like that? Does anyone know why he said such a thing?
Well, you know, I mean, he didn't make it up. People have said that for centuries. Morons have said that for a long, long time. It's just usually we leave them in the backwoods. We don't have them run for Senate.
What do they
He's
call
in Missouri.
That
is the backwoods.
What do they call that when you have someone who's religious who just spouts things that other people say about the Bible?
Religious people.
Republican.
That too. You know, when you say you're just speaking something from...
I don't know the phrase you're thinking of. It's on the tip of your mind?
Yeah.
God damn it.
My mind holds blank.
Yeah. So maybe we'll think of it throughout the show, and then we'll shout it out.
Just yell it out.
And it'll be a non sequitur.
Out of context, yes.
Right.
Okay. I usually do.
So Todd Akin apparently was informed by a doctor, Fred Mecklenburg, in 1972.
He sounds Jewish. That makes him an official doctor.
Exactly. He apparently wrote, "Unfortunately, the emotional impact of rape often clouds the real issues and the real facts." From Mecklenburg's 1972 article, he said, "The Indications for Induced Abortion, a Physician's Perspective." In the original article, he wrote that pregnancy resulting from rape is extremely rare, and cited as an example the city of Buffalo, New York.
Yes,
which
my
had
hometown.
Is it really?
Oh yeah, and it's rape central.
Upstate. So it's rape central, which is odd to me.
He cites
New York. He cited other cities as well. Which had not seen a pregnancy from confirmed rape in over 30 years. Yeah. Like, did he turn? Is that what he did? He turned confirmed into legitimate?
Is that because chicks in Buffalo are so fat that most rapists don't actually finish?
It's funny you say that, Tommy James.
Was that
because
the joke you were teeing up?
It's not the joke. It's one of the things he said. Mecklenburg actually said not all rapes result in a completed act of intercourse. And listen,
but
for
that's because chicks in Buffalo. I've been to Tonawanda. It's a fucking
okay.
hellhole.
All right.
Have you been to Tonawanda?
Are you kidding? I grew up next door to Tonawanda. That was more bowling alleys per capita than anywhere else in America.
Wisconsin, you're wrong.
And
Wisconsin.
No, Tonawanda, just the actual
just
one place.
Per capita. Okay, so you're closing it down to a four-block area, and they have two.
In the comedy club there was always like, we always have a hard time with comics that don't, you know, talk about sex a lot. You could just be a bowling alley.
Yeah, no kidding.
I've been there.
Yeah.
I've performed there.
Yes. So you've seen there.
It's very hard to rape there because the thighs don't spread.
Yeah.
I don't have that problem. Sometimes
it gets too cold. No, I raped the shit out of you last week. It was great.
If you raped the shit out of her, you weren't raping her in the right hole.
That's true.
Oh, that is true.
Or you were raping her in the wrong hole.
Brian, when was the last time you raped a woman?
I don't know. I've been married for so long, but I mean, like my wife
feels like rape every time.
My wife Blossom and I mean, we know firsthand that it's really difficult.
Because he's a funny man, and I know where he's headed. Go on.
Blossom and I mean, we know that it's difficult to get pregnant, even just having consensual sex. And so that's why we've been trying so long to adopt a white baby.
Are there any other kind?
Yeah, that's apparently all you can get, unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we're on a waiting list for a white baby because we don't, you know. Obvious reasons. We don't want him to end up in jail or in medical school. So.
So
I didn't see where he was going with that. I had no idea where he was going, my friend.
Brian's a funny man. The article finishes with, well, I don't know if it finishes. It says also, and this is where Todd Akin got this, a woman exposed to the trauma of rape, he wrote, will not ovulate even if she is scheduled to. What kind of doctor/scientist makes such a statement? I mean, that's beyond fucking bad science.
And usually you get pregnant when you've already ovulated. It's already there.
What do you mean?
The ovulation is the egg comes down. It's already there when you have sex and you get pregnant. It's not like
you have sex and then three weeks later. You, sir.
It can happen.
I was going to say, usually there is a 72-hour period where you can drop a load.
There is, but even if they don't ovulate afterwards.
Yeah.
They're still the 1 in 28. Yes,
how do they figure this out? Like, to do studies like that, you need a test group. So they have to have women that like volunteer. Go, listen, you can rape me between Monday and Thursday. I won't be paying attention. Listen, I'm going to be going to Ralph's late at night. I'll be walking to my car. Someone come out and jump me and rape me. Like, you got to have a test group to do that,
well,
right?
First of all, you have to have three groups. I think you know about science, right?
Yeah, yeah.
So you've got. You've got to have three different groups. One of them is
placebo rape?
Yeah, there's a guy shooting blanks.
Yeah, there's one guy shooting blanks that rapes the shit out of him. And then there's another group that gets, I don't know how
that
you
gets
would
raped
test
with
any
semen. And then there's one group that just goes through hysterical rapes. They just walk down the street and act out being
Wait
raped.
A minute. What are we thinking? They have monkeys that they're raping.
I feel really bad that we're having fun with this subject.
Rape's not funny.
No, we're making fun of the idiots that think that. Not the rape itself.
Right.
People that
and therein lies
and
the problem with the whole rape's not funny idea. I mean, the argument. The you know, the whole... Ever since
Well, when you name? Say, I wish we were raping you, what a douche. You know, well, that was a stupid thing to say.
I didn't.
That was,
I don't
that
know
was not good.
That was you. You were talking about raping my girlfriend.
No, it wasn't rape. She and I talked about it afterwards and said, if it comes up, tell Emery you were raped.
I see. Is that the plan?
Yeah. You make a valid.
This show's starting well.
You make a valid point, though, Emery, because I.
I did?
No, you really did. Because there are a lot of people that will say, oh, you can't make that funny. You can't make that funny. And I got to be honest with you, I don't particularly find rape funny, but I have enjoyed, there's been some very insightful comments within the construct of this conversation.
Yeah.
Now, I'm a man, and it's probably easier for me to enjoy the conversation than, but again, I don't find some stuff funny, and yet I enjoyed this conversation. Does that make
sense? Isn't that sweet? Beautiful.
The thing is, we're not making fun of rape, really.
Right.
I mean, you can make fun of people's perceptions
of rape.
Of rape, or there's some moron that just decides, you know.
I make
hey.
Fun of rape.
Because I had a girlfriend in high school who was raped, and not when we were dating, after we were dating. We dated for 2 years, and then she went off to college, and she was raped. And to this day, it still bothers me. It's been, you know, 16, 18 years, and it bothers me that someone that I was in love with had to go through that.
Someone posted on the Ardent Atheist Wall of Reason an article about why rape isn't funny. And sent it to Emery. And I said, I forget what I said, but we basically defended our rights to be funny with rape.
It was actually it was an article about the comics at Edinburgh, I believe.
I still can't say that word.
We're going to teach you how to say Edinburgh.
Edinburgh.
I always want to say Edinburgh.
Well, it's first of all Edinburgh. I want to say when I first heard it many, many years ago, like in 1991 when a friend of mine went over there to perform, I had the same trouble you had. But if you go once, you figure out it's Edinburgh.
Go back to your point.
So, but you don't have to the end of it if you don't want to. You're not Scottish. So
get back to writing. Edinburgh.
It's actually the easiest thing to say in all of that horrible, disgusting language that they call English in Scotland.
Is Edinburgh?
Edinburgh. Yeah, you can't say anything else.
Mm-hmm.
You can't pronounce
I just did, Edinburgh.
There's no other word. There's no other word in their language. If anyone were to comedically rape a language, it would be the Scots. Mm-hmm. So.
Yeah, well, it's mostly consonants and phlegm.
So, where the hell were we going?
Rape.
You defended your right to.
Oh, no, this guy posted.
Funny,
thank you very much, Michael. Would you host the rest of the night?
No.
Oh.
I thought he already was.
Son of a bitch. This guy posted this article from the UK, which was so there's a weird socialist there's a socialist mentality about freedom of ideas and speech.
It's funny that his name is Rubs Troll and he's
it was?
Yeah.
That's who posted it?
Rubs Troll.
Nice. So he posted this article that
That's
he
not
thought
how you get
would
under
change
the bridge.
How do you get under the bridge, Brian?
You have to give the troll some money. You don't
money.
Just. I mean, they don't accept sexual favors. That's an ancient myth.
I don't know. I've had sex with several trolls.
Urban
and,
legend.
And it has gotten me under the bridge.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Are you talking about Red Hot Chili Peppers fans?
Yeah. No.
Okay. Well,
one of the things that the article stated was that women are always the butt of these jokes. It's never the perpetrator.
Not true, by the way.
And I said.
What jokes was he listening to?
I said, you know, what about gay rape in jail? I mean, we always make fun of
prison.
Going to jail.
Nothing
prison.
Funny.
Honestly, all
not gay rape, prison rape.
Yeah. Well, it's gay rape.
Well,
it's not necessarily gay rape.
It's really more about a power structure.
Yeah.
Which rape is in general.
Is that true?
I read that in a 1972
Sometimes
study.
It's just about
sure.
sexy,
who wrote
sexy
that
love.
Study?
Fred Mecklenburg.
Oh, Fred! Oh, he's the best.
Was it Fred?
He came to Buffalo one time and just started. My whole neighborhood was getting raped, and he kept saying, "Not pregnant, not pregnant, not pregnant." Like that was my dog, Fred. That was my dog.
Oh, now, are God. We sure that people don't just get abortions because they don't want their children to grow up in Buffalo?
Actually, going into Buffalo stops you from ovulating because the human race knows we don't need to further any of this shit.
Hmm.
If you've ever been to, actually, that's not true. There's a whole shitload of people that just keep getting cranked out up there.
Yeah, yeah. Everywhere you go, people are fucking like monkeys.
How can we put a stop to that?
Was that a
we
racist
need
joke?
To.
I don't know. My
we
wife's pretty
to.
Good at it. Should
Is
we call
that a
her?
Racist joke? No, it wasn't. You heard what you thought. That's this is a reflection on you, Tom.
What happened?
No, I was just trying to basically goad you into.
There is a story that Heather found about a woman who got raped, and then some 20 years later. How long ago?
8 years later.
8 years later.
Well, she became pregnant.
The rapist is suing her for custody. 8 years later.
Yes. Shauna R. Pruitt, a lawyer in Chicago. When she was 21 years of age, she was in college in her first year.
Was it date rape or?
They don't specify it,
but she was raped and became pregnant. And now 8 years later, the rapist has come to sue her for
custody.
Custody of
her child. It's ludicrous no matter what, date rape would at least make sense that he'd know her.
You know how bad of a mother you'd have to be to lose that? You'd have to be like Ginger from the movie Casino, Sharon Stone's character.
Wow.
That's how bad you'd have to be to lose that.
Not necessarily, because in 31 states, men who father through rape are able to assert the same custody and visitation rights to their children that other fathers enjoy.
Yeah. Well,
which means none.
They're just good dads. Too many kids these days are raised in single-parent homes.
I would really love to see this guy's reasons for wanting his custody of his kids.
I grew up with a mom
brought up in
and
a rape-free
rapist.
Environment.
Without knowing any more details, I would bet my balls he's a white guy.
You're listening.
We all know black guys are not funny. Yeah. I'll bet my balls that's a white guy.
Okay, we got to look this up. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
We've had a lot of people ask us about the comedy sketch clips that we play from the Vile comedy album, Chaos Radio. So we are making it available to you. You can buy your favorite tracks from the 23-track record individually for $1, or you can buy the entire recording for $18. Go to gumroad.com/Emery Emery. That's G-U-M as in Mary, ROAD.com/Emery Emery, and get a piece of comedy that should never have been made, let alone sold to living human beings.
Where's the forward splash key?
I was born in the same.
And now back to Ardent Atheist nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Brian Thompson, Tommy James, and Michael Orenstein.
Your rape hole.
So that was hilarious.
So
listen,
many to
here's my
from.
Question. Here's my question. How is it even fucking possible? And here's the other question. Heather, you read the article in full. Did the woman sue the guy for rape? Was he found guilty of rape?
I didn't read that far.
See, I wonder maybe that's what he means by legitimate rape. There are women. I'm not saying this about this woman. I'm saying in general it's possible. There are women who claim rape when rape was not what happened. This is a known
issue. I hope that's not
issue.
What's going on, here. Even if it was. So what?
Well, based on the 72 study, she got pregnant, so it couldn't have been legitimate rape.
I think that anyone should be allowed to claim that they were raped if they wake up in the morning and they're embarrassed with who they slept with. And like, this is not a joke about Tom Aiken's comb over. But I have to point out that comb over really does, a lot of people don't know this, but he has an area on the top of his head and a little bit towards the back that's just exposed skull. It's just exposed exposed brain.
Yeah.
And
the brain is out?
His brain swells a lot, and he misspeaks, and he says some horrible things, and he combs that hair right over it so people don't know. It's just vanity. there was an interview this morning with Emmy Award-eligible actor Kirk Cameron. And he was brought up a good point that Christian people like me, like everybody else here,
sure,
we should forgive someone if they apologize. And this guy apologized for what he said. Yes, he was wrong, but he was just trying to protect the sanctity of all life, except for mothers who might die from being pregnant.
Right.
Did Kirk Cameron really speak out in defense of this
guy? Yes, he did.
He did?
He did.
Yeah.
This is Kirk Cameron, and I rape children on The Ardent Atheist.
You're not Kirk Cameron, and Kirk Cameron doesn't rape anybody.
He might just rape a little. Maybe just the tip. Maybe it's a biblical rape. It's a metaphorical rape. It's a spiritual rape, Emery. He spiritually raped me.
This is supposed to be a two-second drop. Yeah, Kirk
Cameron. I was on that episode.
Yeah, you were here for that.
That was the episode
that
I was on.
One time
is this the episode that he was never here for?
Yeah. I'm going to kill you.
Yeah.
Do you want to come back?
Forget.
You don't want to come back. That's what you're trying to do. He's trying to make sure that Emery will never call him again to do never. This or Skeptically Yours, the other show we did.
Did he lie to you and say there were going to be famous people here? I'm sorry, it's me.
Did he lie to me? No.
He always says, oh, I'm going to get famous people for you.
Does everyone know how famous Brian is?
Whatever week I'm here, it's like, oh, last week, unbelievable. Yeah, it was unbelievable.
Louis Black was here. Louis Bill Maher.
Jesus came in, and we were able to prove that he wasn't really
here. Bobcat Goldthwait was hanging from the lamps.
I turned their mics down.
Yeah, right, they're getting crazy.
Let's just rap about the Lord.
Meanwhile, it's fucking Tommy James. Who's this jackass?
Tommy James is a funny man. Go find Tommy James on the networks and the internet.
He's got lots of videos of himself doing comedy.
Web nerd stuff.
I thought you just wrote shit. I didn't know you actually spoke on a microphone.
I used to.
What are you doing now? Are you going to talk publicly about any of that?
No.
Okay, shut up.
Did you kill somebody and steal their first name?
Did you rape them?
How did you get two first names?
I'm named after my father. I'm a junior.
I have two last names.
You do. And
what's going on here?
We should shuffle names. Emery James.
Emery James, but then no, you'd have I got to pick up a guitar,
Tommy,
you know, and play blues.
Come on, Tommy James was a musician.
Yeah, and the Shondells.
And the Shondells.
Speaking of great music, I think that there's I think that there's a piece of music that everyone who's thinking about raping should listen to. It's by a gentleman named Theotis Ely, which if you're like an elderly Southern black person, you might have heard of Theotis Ely.
Right.
He plays what my people call grown folk music. And he has a song called "Let Me Put the Head In." if you can pull this up and you can look it up on YouTube. "Let Me Put the Head In" is all about how his grandfather gave him some sage advice that if your girlfriend isn't putting out, you just calmly ask her, "Just let me put the head in. And we'll see what happens." And so it's this beautiful love song about how he convinces his girlfriend to let him put the head in.
You can get it on iTunes.
Yeah, and it's
totally consensual.
Did
you find it on iTunes, honey?
Yes.
This is a real song?
Yeah.
Yes, Theotis, and there's a video on YouTube.
Theotis Ely.
Really?
I mean, I don't think there's a... I think it's just words on a screen. I don't know if it's actually
sure.
a video.
No. Yeah, it's probably not like a video that was produced by, you know...
what year is this from? I thought you were making all this up.
No.
Wow.
The music video was directed by David Fincher.
Okay.
Stars a young Cindy Crawford. And who's somebody else from 1980?
right.
Billy Baldwin? No, that was the movie Fair Game, where you saw her one nipple.
Cindy Crawford showed a nipple?
Yeah, this was the entire reason for the movie Fair Game to exist, is that there was one scene where she showed a nipple.
Yeah, but wouldn't that nipple creep you out knowing that Billy Joel has licked it?
Not Billy Joel, Billy Baldwin.
No, but...
Wait, did Billy Joel get it?
He was with Christie Brinkley.
Christie Brinkley, I'm sorry. Go back to your story, because now it's exciting.
Where's your laptop?
Well, I'm an idiot.
How do you spell Theotis?
T-H-E-O-D-I-S.
There's a D on it.
This show has really run aground. This is the Ardent Atheist. We're talking about sticking just the head into a girl who won't give it up. And I don't know, a lot of girls that I've been with that don't give it up. Mm-hmm. The penis doesn't really go that close to the area. There's usually a lot of get out of my house, and then I've got to prove that you can't get pregnant.
Theotis Ely also has a wonderful song teaching men to enjoy oral sex with a lady called Stand Up In It.
What?
The guy, you know, he seems like he's brilliant. He's got one album, and it just happened to fit. It was a
How did you know about this guy?
He was a founding member of the Two Live Crew. Did you not know that?
Wow, there's a reference going back a bit. Now, a little break from Emery.
Now you can do it.
I was raised by elderly black people in Louisiana, the backwoods of Louisiana.
That's why you want
to. Do you have to say backwoods of Louisiana? I mean, is there none?
Shreveport is a fine, fine city, if you're asking.
Oh, yeah, this is it.
Yeah, you know, we all got stories about when we were growing up trying to do the goody goody. Y'all know the goody goody, don't you? Well, let me tell you about the first time I did the goody goody goody. When I was 16, I fell in love with a girl by the name of Francine. Oh, she was the sweetest.
He's making you wait for it, isn't he?
Oh, yeah.
Wait for the tip.
I mean, if you call it the Goonie Goonie, who's going to give that up for that? Give me some Goonie Goonie
right, right
now.
She just pushed and shoved.
That's right. Talked to my grandpa. 600 likes and 11 dislikes.
For those people don't know what music is.
Oh boy, that's all you gotta do. I tell you, grandson, I will be happy.
What?
Put the head in.
I mean, it sounds so serious.
What's this from? 72 or something? Or?
I don't know. What year? I mean, this says here it was posted in 2009.
Now, you know what's funny is in the next week or so,
Yeah.
They're going to sell more copies of that song than they've sold in the last 9 months. And they're going to have no idea where to trace that to.
Like, both are the atheist listeners.
Did that Joseph come from? Swann both. Posted, he's got a website and everything with fancy schmancy graphics. Mm-hmm. And
I swear Facebook to Christ, I thought you were making every single bit of this
stand
up.
In it, man.
Yeah. Yeah, Bernie Taupin.
He's still performing, huh?
Bernie Taupin?
Bernie Taupin originally brought that song to Elton John, and then Elton passed on it.
Because he doesn't want to stand up in it.
No, he just doesn't. He's just not a very tall man.
Yeah.
He wants to sit down
around
it.
Elton is not a fan of just putting the head in.
Well, yeah, of course.
Not in Francine.
Elton only sings about what he knows and understands.
If you're at the level in show business that he is, you're going to at least get half shaft in there.
At least
half shaft in there.
Elton is bald.
I'm talking about half shaft.
Shut your mouth.
I'm talking about half shaft.
My favorite.
Which is, I think, the...
it's another song.
That's what they...
we need to go look up.
The Samuel Jackson movie should have been called Half Shaft.
It's my favorite midget exploitation movie.
Oh, fantastic.
I have seen a midget exploitation film.
Oh, my God.
Terror in Tiny Town?
I'm trying to think of the name of it. It's actually a recent film.
Under the Rainbow? That was a...
Pendulette appears in it, actually.
What doesn't Pendulette appear in?
I don't know.
The man's a bigger whore than Michael Caine.
Now, does he act in it?
Yeah.
That's a very broad term.
Because I saw that Penn & Teller movie that you can't get anywhere. And
it's awesome.
People think that this is something that I want to get a hold of. People, you don't want to get a hold of it. Because what you're going to see is an hour and a half of Penn start trying to act. And that is not a pretty sight.
He rolls ball bearings. You can't beat that.
Penn is great at being Penn. Mm. That's what he's good at. So if he's in anything where he's him, he's great. I mean, he was good in The Aristocrats.
Yeah. Well, I don't like foul language.
What?
Really?
Yeah, I don't care for it.
Fuck
I don't
you.
Care for all those.
How come? Why not?
Just toilet humor. I just don't care for
flesh
it.
You.
Why? Where's your judgment come from?
I ate something really gross earlier, and I think I might have to take a shit. Do you know where the toilet? I mean, I got to take like a greasy.
Right around the.
I really hate toilet humor.
I told you not to talk about it and just get the key.
I can feel like chunks roiling around inside of me right now. Got it.
I knew I'd.
But
open
I hate. I hate. I hate. I hate that kind of like gross humor. I just. Do you know? And is there like? I mean, I've just got all this. I don't. I think it's alive. I think maybe I. I think maybe I can hold it for however longer this show is.
It's only another, I don't know how long it is. It's another
hour.
It's another hour, but it'll seem.
No, I don't know, seriously though, I can't watch The Aristocrats because Sarah Silverman raped me.
She was the best in that thing. Sarah Silverman raped you. Mm-hmm. Yeah,
trigger warning.
She posted a rape joke the other day, and I came back with my tongue in my cheek saying that rape isn't funny and called her a cunt spelled with a K. And one of her fans thought I was serious and got really pissed off at me.
Well, it's one of her fans. I mean, the intelligence base is going to be low.
What are you saying?
Nothing. I'm not saying anything.
Let's talk about your fans.
There aren't any. There aren't any. People are too smart to be my fans. The average idiot. Sloths, no. Nah. they don't exist.
Well, I got a couple emails last time you were on.
Yeah,
I wouldn't
angry?
Call them fans.
I picked up 4 Twitter followers. You've got a really big listening base. 4, 3 of them spam bops, but I did pick up 4. I got 4.
We got a quarter million, nearly, not quite, almost a quarter million downloads a month. Mm. And I don't know why.
Mm-hmm.
Why we don't have more people on
the
Facebook Wall of Reason. We had
about
1,000.
Because it's not on Facebook anymore. I mean, when you're on Facebook, you can see what's going on. Whoever clicks on there, when someone they know writes on a post, everyone sees it.
That's like a big problem, especially people that like have family and nosy neighbors and bosses. It's a pain in the ass,
actually.
I got to say, my Friendster account has been languishing, and I don't understand it. I put a lot of effort into that.
Is that
switch over to MySpace.
Less people are coming on the Wall of Reason on our website than they were going on to the Facebook Art and Atheist.
Yeah, just to be clear, we have a wall where people can chat during the show, and we've always done it over on the Facebook group that we have. And now we're doing it off our own website, and for some reason, I don't know why, people don't want to click over to the website.
No.
Like, how many people are on the wall right now? Do we know? We have 23 live listeners right now.
Wow! Hello, 23!
Now I'm a little nervous.
Can you guys call some friends so we can get up to 30, please?
No, no, it doesn't matter.
Come on, I want 30 people listening to me all at once.
Podcasting is about the downloads later. That's when people listen to it.
Oh.
The average show at this station, mm-hmm. I don't know what yours is. The average show at this station is about five to 10 people.
There's about 10 people on the wall right now.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I don't do shows live.
Looking to jump.
But yeah, I would say maybe like a fraction of a fraction of a fraction of a percent of the people listen to my shows actually like click through and go to the Facebook page and right. like it and Twitter. I think it's just
that's a lot of effort
because they're listening in the car on the go, maybe while they're jogging on their iPad. You know, they're not just
right.
You know, it's not like the old days when we'd sit by our radio and press record when our favorite song came on and just we're, you know, we're right there. You're doing shit when you're listening to this.
So
someone
Brian,
right now is taking a shit listening to us and reading a magazine at the same time.
If you're in your car listening to this right now, you stop your car right now. And
don't pull over, go like this page on this
like this podcast on Facebook. If you don't do it, you're stealing, basically.
So Brian, do you get a lot of letters? You do Quit It, your show Quit It.
Mm-hmm.
And it's a funny show, but do you have people writing in and saying, we'd like to hear more potty humor?
I don't give an email address out. Because I don't have time to like listen to people. Like people, I don't really care
right.
who listens to the show. I do it because of the psychotic.
So no one
compulsion.
Knows to write Brian at quitit.org.
Sometimes they find the email address,
right?
And like I
right.
go out of my way not to give it to them, and then mm-hmm. they just write like stupid bullshit, like oh your show's so great, and like that's not helpful. I mean, like, what am I going to do with that? Just keep doing what I'm doing? No, Brian, I want criticism.
Can I give you a word of advice? What I've done, what I've found that works for me,
mm-hmm.
is I don't do a podcast.
I thought I've been thinking about doing that.
But what happened?
You mean not doing that?
Don't you want to run your mouth and say shit?
Oh, I do. I just what I do is I don't turn the mic on, and I sit every week like clockwork for an hour in my booth. You know, and I have lights and stuff, so I get to convince myself, and I just talk about shit.
What's your email address? Let's get you some mail.
From the 10 people on the wall?
Yeah, sure, why not?
From anybody. No, no, we have thousands of
thousands of listeners. You can go to my website, mkornstein.com.
Yeah, so send an email to Ornstein and let him know what you're tired of not hearing.
Yeah, mm. You know, what topics haven't I hit? I mean, what topics would you like to hear me yell about and not broadcast? just let me know. And I'll tell you, you know, maybe I'll tweet later, hey, I did your thing.
So you have a show too?
No, I don't.
Oh.
I just yell a lot in rooms in front of microphones.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Well, on my show, Quit It, the premise.
Yeah, you know, I actually want. I have another show, no.
Yeah.
But I wanted to know what Quit It was about, but I didn't want to like get in the way of the day. Like,
it's pretty self explanatory, but people come on, and I'll have a guest on, and they'll talk about something or someone they wish would quit it. So it could be somebody they wish would quit saying a thing, a trend they wish would stop.
Oh, okay.
For example, Todd Akin should quit everything.
Right.
Quit living.
Or Crocs should go away.
There you go. You can do that too.
No,
maybe bigger, more important than wearing Crocs.
No, it's all important.
Look, I mean, I'm not pro Todd Akin, but of course I'm anti all Democrats.
Oh, really?
Yeah, because you know, I believe in God, and I believe in, you know, people earning their money and not getting a handout from the government. You know
uh-huh,
what I mean?
Uh-huh, uh-huh.
I believe in people having to have babies no matter how they get pregnant. I believe in people not being able to get adequate medical care. I believe in people not using public roads. That is that money that's used to pave that public road is stolen, basically at gunpoint.
I shot a kid for entering a library the other day.
You should.
Fuck you.
You should.
That's tax money, and we shouldn't be
burn
taxed.
Them down. They're just asking for it. I mean, I don't want to blame the victim, but every time I see a library, I think that would
Where are the homeless going to hang out?
Wait a minute. More about what Brian doesn't want people to be able to do.
You're assuming the homeless should live.
Right after this. You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available on the iTunes Store.
Good news, everyone.
We've launched another podcast called Skeptically Yours. It's hilarious and informative. Check it out. If you don't believe me, www.skepticallyyours.net. Not .com. Some asshole already had that. Go there now or later, whenever. I don't really care. Just go check it out. Stop bugging me. And now, back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Brian Thompson, Tommy James, and Michael Ornstein. So what else don't you think people should be able to do?
Oh, I don't have any personal opinions, but I do.
You just went through a whole list of personal opinions.
Yeah, but I mean, you tricked me into it. Mm.
I didn't mean to do that to you. I'm really sorry.
Dressing all sexy. And I couldn't help it. So now I try to maintain as much marketability as possible. I'm trying to model my career after people like
How's that working for
Dick
you?
Dick Clark. it's working pretty well. Like, I haven't gotten any work, but I feel like I'm just trying. I haven't reached my maximum level of blandness yet. So, like, I'm modeling my career sort of after, like, the guy who's the lead singer of Nickelback and what's his name? The guy on E! News.
Some Nickelback dude just married Avril Lavigne this week. Did I see that correctly?
That's really?
Correct. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. It's a perfect storm of inability to write lyrics.
Did I put that up on a tee or what?
Yeah, you did. So, rape isn't funny. We've cleared that up.
Not funny.
Except when it's hilarious.
But if you take an N and a Y off it, you know what rape is.
What?
It's fun.
You know, I used to do a joke back. Emery and I met at a stand-up comedy club, and
I told you never to tell anybody that.
That I met you?
Yes.
And I used to do a joke about date rape, because I always found date rape to be an odd sort of thing. And the joke went, and I'm admitting it. I'm not trying to do material.
Just do the fucking
right, exactly.
joke.
So, God damn it. We can all agree that date rape is wrong, but I believe that if a man is convicted for date rape, the sentence should be a little bit lighter if he took her on a really expensive date. You know, like, like if he did, you know, he went for steak and lobster and champagne, you know, he deserved...
A couple years off.
Yeah, a little bit off. I mean, but, you know, McDonald's in a movie, fucking hard time.
Yeah.
I don't
At
remember
that point,
this
just pull a knife.
Yeah.
You did stand-up comedy?
Yes.
Did you ever do stand-up, Brian?
Mm-hmm.
You did? Yeah. You do? Do you still do it?
Yeah, from time to time.
I've never seen you do stand-up, so I didn't know that.
Well, you don't come to many of my shows. I'll send you the Facebook invite.
And I don't...
They're all bringer shows. We don't want to be on those
fucking invites. Enough goddamn invites.
You work out at UCB?
Oh, I know. I've done open mic at UCB, yeah. So, yes. Yes.
Yeah, aren't you? You're one that you started.
Tread the boards at the Upright Citizens Brigade. It was it was me, Matt Besser, that other guy, and that lady.
Right.
And I remember it like it was 14 years ago.
Any rape jokes in your act?
No. It's mostly like I've been working on a lot of stuff about
digestive humor.
You know, like pedophile panic.
Yes,
pedophile panic. Like I was driving through my neighborhood the other day, and there were these. It was been really hot here, and there were these like little girls in little eensy beensy bikinis that were like frolicking in the sprinkler out in the front of their house.
Uh-huh.
And I looked at them, and then I had this realization where there's some sort of ticking clock with anyone who sees me looking at these girls. That past a certain point, they're going to think I'm a pedophile. And I had this thought within like a half second. My mind went from, oh, what's this thing I'm looking? Oh, that's a thing I'm seeing. Oh, people are going to think, oh, I probably shouldn't look at this. And I looked down immediately, which then I realized made me look even more suspicious.
Right. Shame. Right.
What is
it? It's a vicious cycle.
What's the time limit? I mean, how long can you glance at?
2 weeks. statistically proven.
Well, that's when you go past pedophilia.
No. You enter
into
catatonic Fortnite.
Yeah,
you're a sick bastard.
Mm-hmm. I think it's a glance, kind of like cleavage. You know.
Yeah,
I think that's about where you know.
I should be clear. I wasn't sexually attracted. I mean, nothing against these girls. I don't. No offense, but I wouldn't have fucked them. I wouldn't have fucked these young girls.
You know, not without a few beers in you.
No. They did call and say that.
Not without a
about
few
that.
Beers in them, but I mean, if their parents,
you mean you wouldn't have been able to?
If their parents are listening, I just don't want to. I mean, people think that their kids are special, and like, I mean, I'm sure they were smart kids. I'm sure they're very bright kids. They're pretty kids for a kid. I just didn't want to fuck them.
You and watch Toddlers and Tiaras, don't you?
Yeah, but I don't want to fuck any of them. Well, no, I don't want to fuck any of them.
I think we can all agree, Honey Boo Boo is going to be the biggest whore when she gets older.
No, no question.
You know she's got her own show now, right?
Yeah. Really? They gave her a show?
She is so...
Her and her whole redneck family.
I would bet my finger. I've already bet my balls once. I'm doubling down on my balls. She's going to be pregnant by 15.
You don't have enough balls to double down.
I just doubled down because we know it was a white guy that wanted the kid back.
And there was one of the girls in like the commercial said, "We're not rednecks." And then someone else said, "Yes, we are." She goes, "We got all our teeth."
For now.
For not being a redneck.
Yeah, at that age, rednecks have their teeth.
Yeah.
They
I
haven't
watched
had
an episode of that
brought
show.
Out yet. Like, you, have you only seen one episode?
I saw one episode of it.
Yeah. It's a train wreck to watch. I've seen a few.
Yeah, it was like the most of the storyline for the show is about how they don't know where not to fart.
Oh, you're talking about Honey Boo Boo. I thought you were talking about...
I haven't seen Honey Boo Boo at all. I've only seen Toddlers and Tears.
You know, the sad thing is, that's what made the edit. Because
right?
they usually
right?
have like 20
right?
hours worth of stuff
right.
to edit down. And the editor went, we got to keep the fart thing in. Either that or, you know, the show's producer came over and he said, I saw your rough cut. Where's the fart stuff? And you're missing the heart and soul of this week's episode.
Our listeners love farts.
They love
focus
farts.
Groups have told us.
What's I've had, you know, clubs. You know, club. You know, the thing is, what you're not getting with your act, Mike, is, you understand, people just, they want to know where they're going to get food, fucking and farting. That's all. I mean, you're talking about stuff that don't concern them. What if you could fuck somebody while eating a big piece of ham and farting? And he's like,
is every reality show shit?
You just explained Steve McGrew's act.
Is every
oh, please don't mention that fucking.
Does reality show even have a place on the planet at all?
What
is it awful? Is it all awful?
What
reality? Non-reality.
Is it all fake?
Can
all
I give
of
you
it?
A dose of
yeah,
LA reality?
Heather has come to realize that the tow truck show is fake.
Well,
fake.
No. Some shows are admit on their show that they are dramatizations.
Yeah.
Well,
I actually met with the company that does Operation Repo yesterday. I had a pitch meeting with them.
And how does that work?
What do you mean?
Like, how did you didn't ask them how Operation Repo?
No, I didn't talk to them about Operation
Repo. Yeah, that's
Repo.
What you do.
No,
get in there.
He tried to pitch his
hey,
own
guys.
Thing rather than, your shit sucks.
No. Right,
here's an idea.
No, and I also pitched to the company that does South Beach Tow yesterday as well. It was kind of funny.
Why,
I was
like
pitching
South
to all
Beach
the Repo
Joe.
Shows.
Sorry.
And, they offered to take one of my shows off my hands yesterday. So
congratulations.
Yeah, so.
Thought we weren't talking about that.
Well, I'm not going into details.
No details.
No details.
Okay, we're not
right,
going to talk
because we
about
have 23
it.
Listeners that any last one of them could steal my
Wait,
ideas.
Wait, let's see if the number's gone up. Give me a second.
Let's print this show out and mail it to ourselves.
But yeah. I
26.
Actually,
we're at 26.
But I literally did want to ask them, like, how fake their show was compared to Operation Repo. I, like, wanted to know. But
which
I
you can't. You can't yet.
I didn't want to
sell the show. Get a couple
become,
episodes under your belt.
Right, before,
then
right,
just
right.
walk into their fucking walk into their studios and go, come on, show me what you guys are really
right.
doing.
And it's funny, you and I, we were talking the other night about, was it Hardcore Pawn, right?
I wasn't talking about Hardcore Pawn with you.
Yeah, we were.
Yes, we
I'm
were.
Never admitting to this. I told you.
We were talking about, well, you were just like,
no,
it's fake.
No, they were talking about Hardcore Porn, and you were the pussy talking about Softcore Porn, going,
no,
I like
no.
when it's vague.
Not porn.
No,
I like
not
when
porn. Pawn.
The pawn.
Oh, pawn.
The,
no, I'm sorry.
No, reality
I, you know what? I'm going to go over here now.
No, the reality
I have been married
show.
12 years. You need Hardcore Porn.
No, it's like that have you seen the reality show, the one in Detroit?
No, I've seen the one in Vegas.
The one in Detroit is just all loud yelling, screaming. It's like it's the antithesis of the one in Vegas. It's
The Vegas show is produced. The one
heavily
in
produced.
Heavily produced. You can
it
tell that they're handpicking lots of people. They're telling them what they want them to do. They're really
the guy that comes
the
in to assess
out.
The items is always wearing the same hat, the same shirt.
Well, yeah. He's not just sitting in a room next
right.
door waiting
hey,
for
yeah.
the right thing.
Lenny,
to
come on in. We need you to look at something else. Meanwhile, they like fake the phone call, the show, the
right.
B-roll of him driving.
Yeah.
There was literally a dream sequence on an episode of Pawn Stars that I saw. Like one of the guys fell asleep and they did like the little doodly doodly doodly.
Like out of Wayne's World.
And he had,
did they really?
Next one they're going to do one where it's actually unscripted and improvised.
What happened in it?
They had a storyline going through the whole episode where Who Wants to Be a Millionaire was one of them to come on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire Celebrity Edition.
And it was Chumley, right? The big heavy guy?
Yeah. And he decided he was going to do it. And then the whole episode they had him like studying books because this is what you do when you go on Who Wants to Be a Millionaire. And
right.
this was funny to people who don't have a sense of humor. And
people,
and,
you can just
and,
say
yeah.
people.
And then at the end of the episode, he falls asleep and has a dream of him being on Who Wants to Be a
Wasn't
Millionaire.
Wasn't that an entire
wow.
year?
He wins
of,
the $1 million.
Roseanne?
Is that, yeah.
That was the last.
Now, how did they did, there was a, who
they won
that?
A lottery and it was an entire year. The year sucked. The
Yeah, it was all a dream.
The beginning of the next year was a dream sequence, an entire season.
I was thinking of the Bob Newhart show.
Yeah, that was fantastic.
That was
this
brilliant.
This was atrocious.
Genius.
I was at dinner with my brother, and it was a guy who, he grew up with the guy that owns the porn shop. Pawn.
You're getting confused because on these shows, they just all fuck each other.
Yes, Pawn Shop in Vegas for Pawn Stars. And you know, I was making fun of my brother's like, you know, you're so cynical. That's not true. Oh, and the guy goes, oh, yeah, of course it is. You think people, everybody walks in with, they hand them shit, going, go bring that up to
I don't think they hand them shit. I think
they do though. He told me they, you know, they've got stuff that wants to be interesting. You know,
you mean on hardcore?
Stars. No,
hardcore.
Pawn Stars.
On Pawn Stars.
Yeah, they'll set it up. You're interesting, and they'll have something so that they want to show.
They're going that far. They're actually completely manufacturing.
Not
who's
every,
walking in.
Not every single.
I understand
one,
that.
They,
I understand
you know,
that.
They seed it. Yeah.
I'll be goddamn. I had no idea.
Why is this a bad thing though? Because
it is only.
It has
television.
To be entertaining. You want to make money off.
Although the argument is, it's bad because it's called reality TV.
Yeah, but reality is
everything.
Reality is terrible.
Yeah,
like, yeah. This show is reality.
They should just change the name of producer to guy who makes things look better than real. So, like, that's what you get paid to do as a professional when you make anything, is to make it better than reality. So, like, I don't want to watch. Do you really want to watch a real reality show? It's just gonna be a bunch of people sitting around a pawn shop.
What was the first reality show ever?
Cops.
No, the MTV show, Real World.
Real World.
Real World beat Cops?
Nuh-uh, wasn't it?
Was Real World before Cops?
Yeah, Real World was like 1988, 89.
You think Cops has any fakeness in it?
No. No. Not that meth is now across the country. No.
Right. You don't need to.
Yeah.
It's just Breaking Bad.
So, just vague, weird only in Hollywood thing as far as creepy. So anyway, is this better? Using a little proximity effect to sound sexy.
If I wave at you to get close to the mic, just keep doing what the fuck you're doing. Right.
So I saw this breakdown.
Christ, professional.
Just for L.A. and just for the crap show thing. So the L.A. Hayride is coming up. It's very exciting.
Yes, yes.
So they're looking for small people.
Midgets.
Yes, but they're called little people. But they call them small people.
Some prefer
I don't know
to be
exactly.
Called.
And what they want is they want them to do a fake protest of the show. They have to not mind being pulled along on a wagon while they're protesting the hayride and then getting their throats cut fake. But they would like it if they had studied the Meisner technique. Please mention if you have studied the Meisner technique.
Is this real?
Yes. It was a breakdown yesterday. $75.
You're listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio and available in the iTunes store, sadly. And now, a special announcement.
This is a big super shout out to a few of our listeners. Stephen Broca, Dave Hall, Keith and the Girl, Wendy Hughes, Mark Nowitzki, Jim Krenz, Kyle and Martha, Joseph Swam, and Cameron Winters. These were the pitiful handful of the people chatting on the Wall of Reason last week. What the hell is wrong with everyone? Where'd everybody go? Come back and chat with us. The show sucks without you. Please keep coming back. We love you all. But really, bite me.
And now, back to Ardent Atheist. Nonsense you can believe in. We're talking with Brian Thompson, Tommy James, and Michael Orenstein.
Well, that wasn't actually... The Real World was not the first reality show.
It wasn't. No. I thought Cops was probably it. What,
Cops
what
is
else?
Even on the list.
What else? Real People was before that.
Candid Camera.
The Real World was in 1992.
Frost Nixon Tapes.
TV Guide names the first reality TV show as An American Family, a 12-episode documentary that aired on PBS in 1973.
73.
Mm-hmm. Candid Camera was before
but they,
that.
You know, but they used to be called documentaries. Now they call them reality shows. I don't know. Even documentaries now. Discovery Channel calls all their stuff reality shows.
Well, before An American Family was called reality, reality TV had consisted of just game shows and variety shows, so... Like the Gong Show and stuff like that.
Which was great. And there's nothing real about that.
But those aren't reality shows. Yeah.
Well, I think that the definitions get all skewed. And then people, I was in a
this is why I don't believe in God, just to keep the...
Right.
Fuck that.
I was in a meeting the other day with these people who produce, they produce some of these, like, those shows where they just follow around like, D-list celebrities and they get into, like, hilarious scrapes, like they lose their dog or... they lose their jobs or they lose their houses or whatever, and we get to watch them. They described what they do as working primarily in the celeb docu-sphere.
Wow.
I think that once you start using phrases like celeb docu-sphere, you should boil your head and start over.
I thought it was called celeb reality.
Docu-sphere.
Docu-sphere gives... that reality takes away that reality and gives some sort of validity to it.
Yeah, it sounds
just bullshit.
Much bigger. When they had, you know, remember when Animals Attack and all that stuff was on Fox, when that's what Fox was known for rather than psychotic right-wing nut jobs.
Yeah.
Which
really, the same names apply.
Yeah. I did warm up on a couple of their shows and I knew one of the writers and we were joking around. I said, you know, I want to pitch them a show when animals run away. So the producer comes in and he says, you know, Mike's got a great idea. We should do a show called When Animals Run Away. And the producer serious comedian. He goes, we did that show for a couple years.
Oh my God.
He didn't really.
Lyle on the Wall of Reason says that we should have a reality show called Deadliest Snatch.
Oh man, we don't want to go through all of my ex-girlfriends.
Rim shot. Where's the rim shots?
It's amazing. Just keeps them coming.
The rim shot is his voice.
Yeah.
As the joke finishes. I'm not bringing this back to rape. I'm going to ask Tommy.
Okay. I'm game.
Have you ever
does
raped?
It feel different
no.
when you've raped somebody? is it less?
What do you wet? Believe, Tommy? Do you what? Believe in God?
You asked. I did. Didn't we go over this in October?
You weren't
We've
on the show before.
New listeners.
First of all,
Shut
radio. You
us.
Can you can recycle the same information okay. every 20 minutes.
I don't think he knows.
Okay.
That.
I don't know what I am. Here's where I'm at. Okay. I know you've had people on the show that are in my world. I was raised Catholic, so they're strike one against me. I'm Catholic now to the point where I put up a tree in December and I color some eggs in April. But I'm still a very good person. I'd like to think that I'm a very good person because on the off chance something is going on above and beyond the human sphere, I just want whoever's keeping score to know, hey, he was a pretty swell guy. Like, I don't believe in anything. I don't go to church. I just know that there might be some sort of, like, karmic God scorekeeper. And that's where I kind of...
Where you get there?
You're just hedging your bet, is what you're saying?
No, I'm not hedging a bet. I'm a good person, and I appreciate being a good person.
But listen to you. You're pleading. You're pleading on my stupid show with 24 listeners.
That sounded like a politician asked about the economy, didn't
it?
It
did a little bit. No, no. But listen to him. Like he's actually saying... I'm not gonna say that I don't believe.
I'm not religious.
I'm not gonna say that I don't believe in a God because just in case one exists,
and he's a dick.
You're okay with me. That's kind of what you're saying, right?
I don't know.
Don't forget me. Don't throw me in a lake of fire.
Thanks for throwing me under the bus, douchebag.
I'm not throwing you under the bus. I'm asking you.
Bad enough you don't
question.
Have air conditioning in your guest room. Now you fucking throw me under the bus here.
Oh my God! I give you a free room to stay in, and
with
you
no
bitch.
Air conditioning during the hottest goddamn week in Los Angeles.
Why'd you book it in August, fag?
That's when they wanted to see me.
Where's your God now, Brian? Mm. God, do you believe in one?
Well, look, I mean, like, I don't believe that God is like some. Old man with a long white beard up in the clouds.
No, of course not.
But I do believe that someone is watching me.
We are.
On the toilet.
I keep getting these photographs and these manila envelopes.
Well, that's...
Like, and they're not even postmarked. Like, I don't even think that they're postmarked. I think they're just slid under my door, which is weird because there's not enough room for that. So they're right there. It's a miracle. I don't know, but I put them up on my Tumblr if people want to see. It's evidenceofgod.tumblr.com, and it's basically just pictures of me doing, like, you know, general household stuff, like cooking a souffle or, like, shaving my asshole.
These are separate activities.
I hope.
Well, I mean, you gotta let that stuff rise or fall. What does a souffle do?
I don't know.
When I shave my asshole, there's some rising.
I don't know. My wife Lucy does it. I don't know. That was a racist caricature.
Was a racist caricature, wasn't it?
Sounded like a vampire.
Yeah. I love
my
Dracula.
Wife Lucy.
So, oh, God, that would be so good. 1962 sitcom starring Dracula and Mary Tyler Moore. He's just like, oh, Drac. Like,
we didn't even get to our main topic, Romney versus Obama and their religious stances. We should definitely talk about
that. They
were
just
them.
Interviewed by the fucking Catholic, not Catholic,
National
I'm sorry.
Cathedral Magazine.
Yes, yeah,
National
Cathedral Washington Washington Cathedral.
Did anyone read the
National
article
Cathedral.
At all?
No.
Yeah,
what the hell?
It's all right. It's
not
I
your
don't
favorite
care
magazine?
For the content, but that magazine has some beautiful architecture.
It does indeed. There's no question about that. So, but no, in the I'm going to pull it up here.
I got it.
You got it. What happened was some pontiff or some preacher emailed Obama and Romney and asked them various really, really, really light softball, stupid religious questions,
mm-hmm.
And then printed them in this magazine, which I don't.
You have to go to their website and enter your information into their website before you can get a copy of that.
Yeah, just lie.
So now they have my address, and they're going to be sending me a copy of the actual magazine.
You gave them your info?
I did.
But it's the National Cathedral.
Yeah. She just likes mail.
It's a place where...
Who are they?
It's a place where a lot of presidents have been inaugurated, and also their funerals have been taking place there. It's the Washington...
I know, right? That's exactly right.
And a lot of the interview was about, you know, the different views of church and state. It's amazing how Romney was able to rewrite and know what our founders were thinking at every moment of the day, apparently.
Right.
About everything.
He's a very empathetic man.
He really is.
You see it in his eyes.
He's sexy.
God.
Let's face it. We need a sexy president. This Obama with his, you know, no charisma whatsoever and his, let's face it, mocha skin.
How does faith play a role in your life? Here are the questions. How does faith play a role in your life? Do you have favorite scriptural passages, prayers, or other words of wisdom to which you often turn? How do you view the roles of faith in public life? As a country of great religious diversity and divisiveness, how can faith play a role in unifying America?
It can't.
Those are some of the
inherently
questions.
Inherently, it can't.
I'm amazed.
I've been to ecumenical councils. And
at the end of the day, it actually can, which I don't like. Well, I'm not happy
about
it.
The last question was, how can our government and faith communities work together as a positive force for the nation while also respecting the boundaries between the two? And I was pissed off by the answer, but especially Romney's answer. Part of it is clearly the boundaries between church and state must be respected, but there is a large space in which faith-based organizations can do good for the community in which they serve. In recent years, the notion of the separation of church and state has been taken by some well beyond its original meaning. They seek to remove it from the public domain, any acknowledgement of God. Religion is seen as merely a private affair with no place in the public life. The founders prescribed the establishment of a state religion, but they did not countenance the elimination of religion from all public squares.
Who's proud of Heather?
You read real good.
I grew up in Camden. I don't have an excuse. We are a nation under God, and in God we do indeed trust.
Yeah.
He kept Romney just kept talking about how I believe in Jesus, and we have God, and we're a Christian
constituency.
State.
It's for the terrifying.
Well, it's also Obama's constituency. That's the problem.
But he's a much more secular.
But is he really?
According to his answers, he's
be in this country. You can't say, you know, who gives a fuck? Why don't I just get on with running the country? Although he almost says it.
Let's be honest, though. Obama is not religious. He is definitely religious.
Oh, absolutely.
So many of my atheist friends are like, he's just saying it because he has to. And that's not true.
I don't know, but
we need to not say
Obama
that.
Obama at least acknowledges the non-believers in his speeches and that we're equal to the believers.
He did that in
this last question as well.
Okay,
you know, it's okay so. if he's got a faith, it's okay. It's just sad that that's so important to voters.
Yeah, it's
something that has nothing to do with how you're going to run the country, because there's never been a very religious man has fucked this country over.
One of his answers, because they Brian. Ask,
hey,
what do you...
look, I also think that people overstate the charitable works of religions, because let's
Thank
face
you very
it,
much.
Let's face it.
Tommy?
If you
yeah. Okay. Now, I'm sorry.
I was not doing
an improv game where you...
We're not doing improv.
If you're destitute and homeless and you don't have any hair left on your body and you're covered in scabies... Any town in America, you can find an atheist church that's going to take you in and give you free soup and a place to sleep.
Oh,
we'll get
to
that in just a minute.
Do you need the scabies?
Yeah, there's a bit of bullshit in what was just said. I'll be knocking that out in just a minute here. That's it for the free hour. We'll be making the full 90 minutes available to our premium subscribers later tonight. I want to thank my guests, Brian Thompson, Tommy James, and Michael Orenstein. I also want to thank my co-host, Heather Henderson, and New Dissident Radio. Tune in next week when our guest will be...
anybody except Tom Likas.
Yeah, that's right. And we'll be talking about...
how Tom Likas canceled with no explanation.
Yeah, he's a dick. That has been the free version of episode 80. If you'd like to hear the full 90-minute show, go to ardentatheist.com/premium and subscribe for a measly $10 per year. I'm your host, Emery Emery.
And I'm Heather Henderson. Our theme music, courtesy of the sound editor of The Aristocrats, Eric Wilson. And special thanks to our Wall of Reason moderator, JR Linkmaster Swam, and our digital publicist and webmaster, Cameron Shrinkmaster Winters.
You've been listening to Ardent Atheist on New Dissident Radio. Ardent Atheist is a product of natural selection.
New Dissident Radio. Listen before it's illegal.
So.